So, what I actually got from this was the very beginning. At the very beginning of our reading, from Bereshit 12, 1 to 3. What I've titled my message is, Yehovah is a Yah of blessing. He wants to bless his people. He wants you to receive the blessing. So if we can go to slide 2, please. Now, Yehovah said to Avram, get yourself out of your country, away from your kinsmen, and away from your father's house, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great. You are to be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse anyone who curses you. And by you, all the families of the earth, not some of the families of the earth, all of the families of the earth will be blessed. And to make sure Avram gets the message, Yah repeats himself in Bereshit 22:17, which we'll get to next week. He says, I will most certainly bless you. I will most certainly increase your descendants to as many as there are stars in the sky or grains of sand on the seashore. Your descendants will possess the cities of their enemies. That word is applicable today. Yah's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless everyone that is obedient to his Torah and wants to follow the ways of Yeshua. It's impossible to read the scriptures and not understand that Yah has a desire to bless his people. He wants to bless every one of us, and things might not look as if you're being blessed at the moment, but that's okay, because Yah knows the end from the beginning. When we look at our lives, we can only look back and think, well, if I'd have done that differently, or yes, yes, Yah, you taught me that, or whatever. We look back on our lives. That's not how Yah sees us. He sees the end of our life way back at the beginning. He knows every step we're going to make. He knows every word we're going to speak. And he knows every mistake we're going to make. And sometimes we're just getting tested and tested and tested and thinking, oh, why, Yah? It's because we didn't obey him in the first place. If we'd have listened and done what he'd said, we wouldn't get the test again. We'd have passed it and we'd have moved on. But you can't fail Yah's school. I was a school teacher for 38 years. You can't fail Yah's school. You can fail in today's society, but you can never fail Yah's school. He just gives you the test until you've passed it. You know, fail is further advancing in learning. Right? It's just giving you a further step in learning. You'll get there. So the Hebrew word for blessing in the Tanakh, or in the scriptures, is barach. And the word is used more than 300 times in the Tanakh alone. The very first words spoken after the creation of Adam and Hava, or Adam and Eve, whatever you want to call them, were the words, and Elohim blessed them. They were the first words spoken about man. Can we go to Bereshit 1:27 and 28, please? So Elohim created humankind in his own image. In the image of Elohim he created him. Male and female he created them. Elohim blessed them. Elohim said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and every living creature that crawls on the earth. The blessing of Yehovah was the secret behind Noah's escape from the flood that destroyed the corrupt people at the time. The scriptures that we read last week told us that Yah blessed Noah and his sons. He took him away. He rose him up out of the problems. And when it was all over, he put him back down. Yah can do that to each and every one of us today. It doesn't matter what's going on in this world. It doesn't matter what ISIL's doing or what this one's doing or that one's doing. Yah is in control. Doesn't matter what they're going to bring in with this same-sex marriage or whatever. Hopefully they'll fail. It doesn't matter what the world is doing. If we stay on that straight and narrow path, there is no way we're not going to be blessed. There is no way we're not going to be taken out of it. And we're going to be blessed. Nothing is impossible with Yah. Absolutely nothing. All we need to do is have a little bit of trust like Avraham had. Come on, 99 years old and his wife's 90 and they're going to have a baby? Duh. You know, it's... the mind boggles. But the point is that it happened. Yah was faithful because Avraham was faithful. And the same applies to each and every one of you. You continue being faithful, Yah will bless it, and he will bless you. Keep looking for your blessings each day, because they are there. The greatest words that any of us could ever hope to hear from Yehovah Elohim are the words that he spoke to the great patriarch Avraham when he said, "I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you are to be a blessing." I want to be a blessing. That's what I live for, to be a blessing to others. People say to me, "But you don't know how to say no." I don't need to say no. If I can do it, I'll do it. You know, that's just what I want to be. That's who I am. And he wants each and every one of us to be a blessing. Now this blessing for Avraham was actually given when his name was still Avram. Avram was my grandfather. My grandmother always called him Avram. No, his name was Avraham. And she called him Avram. My father's Yaakov, was Yaakov. So his name was Avram, and he was given those promises. And it was then, after that, that his name was changed by Yehovah to Avraham, meaning father of many. We all have a Hebrew name. We will all be given a name, and we will know it. Some of us know it now. Yah spoke to me very clearly about my Hebrew name. All Jewish girls and boys are given Hebrew names at their bar mitzvah. And so we know what our name is. And our name, like Avraham's, depicts our character and depicts who we are and what Yah expects from us. In Bereshit 22 and verse 17, we've read it before, it says, "I will most certainly bless you. I will most certainly increase your descendants as there are as many as stars in the sky or grains of sand on the seashore. Your descendants will possess the cities of their enemies." That happened. They did it. Now that has to be something of the supernatural. Everyone's looking for the supernatural today, but it was happening back in Abraham's day. It is beyond human capabilities. We need to expect the blessing upon our lives, because Jehovah wants to bless every man, woman, and child under the sound of my voice at the moment. Whether you're in the room, whether you're watching anywhere in the world live stream, Yah wants to bless your family. He wants to bless your children. He wants to bless your generations to come. He wants to bless your labor and your hand. He wants to bless your finances. And Yah wants to bless your bodies physically, your physical bodies. He wants to heal you. It doesn't matter where you are at the moment in your health. You have to believe that Yah will heal. I haven't come today with some great message, but I've come with a simple word. I believe it's from Yah to this congregation. And that word is, Yah wants to bless you. Here ended the lesson. No, sorry, I'm going on. Moshe told the children of Israel that Yah would bless them in everything they did. I would like for you to stretch your faith with me today and dare to believe that Yah wants to bless this messianic community. We need a blessing. We really need a blessing in a measure that he's never blessed us before. Jehovah is a blessing, Yah. He wants to raise the messianic community up and give it a blessing. Whether it's those people listening in Washington, Trinidad, Nova Scotia, it doesn't matter. Yah wants to bless you. He wants to bless your ministries because you are part of his messianic community. Moshe told the children of Israel that Yah would bless everything that they did. So he's going to bless everything that you do. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting a blessing today. I'm not going to sit here and drown in sorrow and deep despair, and I've got a lot going on in my house, in my family at the moment. I refuse to listen to negative voices of gloom and doom. And there is no evil one or adversary that is going to rob me of any blessing that Yah wants to give me today. I'm not a prophet, but I can stand on the sure and steadfast word of our Almighty Yah. He is our heavenly Abba, our heavenly Father. He wants to bless his children. And I can't change that because that's who he is. That's what we do to our children. How much more does he want to do for us? Can we go to Devarim Deuteronomy, please? If you listen closely to what Jehovah your Elohim says, observing and obeying all his mitzvot, which I'm giving you today, Jehovah your Elohim will raise you high above all the nations of the earth, and all the following, excuse me, you're saying those words. He really doesn't. He'll shut me down if he can. Let's go back. Okay, so Jehovah your Elohim will raise you above all the nations on earth, and all the following blessings will be yours in abundance. If There is a condition attached. If you will do what Yehovah your Elohim says, then there will be a blessing on you in the city, a blessing on you in the countryside, a blessing on the fruit of your body, the fruit of your land, the fruit of your livestock, the young of your cattle and flocks, a blessing on your grain basket and kneading bowl, a blessing on you when you go out, a blessing on you when you come in. Yehovah will cause your enemies attacking you to be defeated before you. I did not have a cough before I walked in this room. A blessing on you when you go out, a blessing on you when you come in. Yehovah will cause your enemies attacking you to be defeated before you. They will advance on you one way and flee before you seven ways. Yehovah will order a blessing to be with you in your barns and in everything you undertake. He will bless you in the land Yehovah your Elohim is giving you. A blessing on your grain basket and a blessing on your kneading bowl. A blessing on you when you go out and a blessing on you when you come in. Yehovah will cause your enemies attacking you to be defeated before you. They will advance on you one way and flee before you seven ways. Yehovah will order a blessing to be with you in your barns and in everything you undertake. He will bless you in the land Yehovah your Elohim is giving you. Praise Yah. He wants to bless you. I could go on and on. There are blessings after blessings that Yehovah promised to his people, and of course, those people are the ones who observe his Torah and those that was given to Moshe. There were 21 blessings were promised to Israel in chapter 28. These were called the 21 blessings of obedience. So can we go to the next slide, please? We're going to have a look at these blessings. Excuse me. Yehovah will set you on high above all the other nations of the earth, and all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. You will be blessed in the city. So if you live in the city, that's where you're going to be blessed. You'll be blessed in the field if you're a farm worker. You will have perfect offspring. Now that doesn't mean that they're always the best behaved. Doesn't mean that they are perfect in every way. But they are perfect in Yah's sight. I mean, I'm autistic, I'm far from perfect. But in Yah's sight, he allows me to do what he's called me to do. Your crops will be blessed. Your cattle will increase. Can we go to the next one? Next one, please. Your flocks will increase. Your baskets and storehouses will be full of good things. You'll be blessed in all your undertaking. You will have complete victory over all of your enemies. Your land will be abundantly fertile and productive. You will be established as a holy people to Elohim. You will be a witness and an example to all people on earth. All nations will be afraid of you. You will be prosperous in goods, in children, in stock, and in crops, and in all the land. Next slide, please. You will be open to all Yehovah's good treasure. The heavens will give you rain in due season in all your land. Jehovah will bless all the works of your hands. You'll be prosperous enough to lend to many nations, and you will not need to borrow from them. Jehovah shall make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above all men and never beneath them. Now, you can stand on every one of those. You can claim them. Somebody once said, well, that's the Old Testament or the Tanakh. Yes, it is. It's also Torah. Those promises were for Israel. No, they weren't. They were meant for the children of Abraham. Yes, all of the children. Let me remind you that we are his people. We are his children. We are obedient to Torah, the Torah of Moshe, to the best of our abilities. We may not have been born into Abraham, although I know I was, but a lot of you aren't. But you were certainly grafted in when you accepted Yeshua as your Messiah. Jehovah loves us and he wants to bless us. Can we go to the next slide, please? In Luke 12 and verse 32, it says, have no fear, little flock, for your Father has resolved to give you the kingdom. His kingdom. He's not giving you any pretty little kingdom here on earth. We're going to rule and reign with him in his kingdom. In Matthew 7:11, it says, so if you, even though you are bad, know how to give your children gifts that are good, how much more will your Father in heaven keep giving good things to those who keep asking him? You have to believe that Yah wants to bless you. Maybe you're asking yourself some questions. Are these blessings automatic? Do they just fall on me? Why aren't I being blessed? That's one of the things I want to share with you today. We go to Devarim, Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. This is how we receive the blessing. If you listen closely to what Yehovah your Elohim says, observing and obeying, did you hear that? Observing and obeying all his mitzvot I'm giving you today, Yehovah your Elohim will raise you high above all the nations of the earth. Now you've got to realize that the mitzvot applicable to men are different to those applicable to women. The mitzvot applicable to wives are different to those applicable to husbands. The mitzvot applicable to children are different to mitzvot applicable to men. The mitzvot applicable to leaders are different to the people that are listening to the leaders. So you only observe the mitzvot that is applicable to you. Yeshua HaMashiach lived on this earth for 33 years. He observed Torah, but he only observed the mitzvot that were applicable to him. He didn't observe the mitzvot applicable to the Levim or the Kohanim or his mother or his sisters. He only observed the ones that were applicable to him. And that's all each and every one of us can do. There is a condition attached to the blessings. There are 1,595 ifs in the scriptures, most of which express the conditions for which Yehovah will bless or curse man. There is not one unconditional covenant, promise or blessing found in the word of Yah. Every promised blessing has an if attached to it. I want you to know that every person here or watching out their live stream can receive the blessing. Every family can have it. Every believer can have the blessings of Yehovah, our Elohim, but they don't come automatically. There's things that have to be applied for us to receive them. First, you must turn towards Yehovah, our Elohim, in a passionate, desperate prayer for the outpouring of his blessing and his favour on your life. And I'm not making that up. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 4 and verse 10. I'm sure you've all heard of Jabez. His name in Hebrew is Yabetz. Yabetz called on the Elohim of Israel. Please bless me by enlarging my territory. May your hand be with me. Keep me from harm so that it will not cause me pain. Now the Hebrew word atzbi is Elohim granted his request. Okay? The reason why Yabetz or Jabez, as you might recognize his name, stood out in his generation was that he got tired of living in shame. He got tired of living in reproach. He got tired of living in guilt. And he got tired of living in embarrassment and pain. He cried out to the Elohim of Israel, please bless me. It was as if he was saying, I can't go on living without your blessing. Please enlarge my coast. Let your hand be upon me. And the scriptures said that Elohim heard his prayer and granted him what Yabetz requested. Yabetz was more honourable than his brethren because he not only knew how to passionately pray for a blessing, but he must have also been obedient to the Torah to know that he could get the blessing in the first place. If you don't know Torah, you don't know you can get the blessing. Let us go to Yaakov, James and verse 4, chapter 4, verse 2. Yaakov says, you desire things and you don't have them. You kill and you are jealous and you still can't get them. So you fight and quarrel. The reason you don't have is that you don't pray. How many of us don't spend enough time in prayer? It's time to begin to passionately pray to Yehovah to bless you. It's not a sin to ask Yah for a blessing. I can send out prayer requests for people in need, and we see them answered all the time. I can pray over people. I can see them healed. I can pray for babies that are about to be miscarried and then get a picture a couple of months later of this beautiful baby that's been born, as I did last week. But you have to pray for yourself and your family every single day. You have to pray for your protection. You have to take and get away from negative spirits, harassing spirits, opposing spirits, intimidating spirits, and stop them affecting your life. You've got to pull down the strongholds of the enemy over your life every single day. I pray in a way that allows me to do that. And I have a prayer pattern that I follow. And it's really important how you pray. You're not just asking out of want, but you're asking out of desire to be fervent for Yehovah. You're asking out of a desire to be closer to Him. You're asking out of a desire to be holy as He is holy, because that's what He's called us to be. And you can only do it if you spend time with Him each day. People talk about tithing. Tithing is not just money. If you tithed your time to Him in prayer each day, all you're giving Him is 2 hours, 27 minutes. Not much. 2 hours and 27 minutes would tithe your time to spend with Yah. When you read the word and something jumps up at you, pray. You see something that you really love and say, yeah, I need that, I want that, I want to be like that. Ask for it. Yah will hear you. He knows your heart. He wants to bless you. He wants you then to be a blessing to others. But you can't be a blessing to others unless you've received some blessings first. As I said, I'm not a great preacher. I use the word, not my words. And I'm not that smart as far as I'm concerned, but an average woman that was called by Yah. But I will tell you what's wrong with most believers today. And that is they've forgotten how to pray. Most have memorized prayers, like the Lord's Prayer or something that they've written down. We have learned to read our prayers, and they don't get higher than the ceiling because they're not coming from the heart. They're not coming from a passionate heart. We need believers who will cry out from their innermost being with a cry of desperation. Oh, Yehovah, my back is against the wall. I can't go any further. I have to have your help. I need your blessing. I need your touch. I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of not having my prayers answered. I want a blessing. Yehovah will bless those who go after the blessing. Yaakov is a very good example. He's one of my favorite authors within the scriptures. He was the brother of Yeshua. But he gives very good examples of someone who passionately pursued the blessings of Yehovah. Now, when Yeshua walked this earth, Yaakov really didn't take much notice of it. He actually made fun of him and said, well, aren't you going up to the temple now? But after he was crucified, it was like his scales had fallen from his eyes and he could see. And he was raised with his older brother, and seeing what his older brother did all the time, and it changed him. It changed him forever. And when you read, there's only a few small chapters of James or Yaakov, but they have so much teaching in them. They're amazing. So if you're at a loss at what to read one day, go to James or Yaakov. Bereshit or Genesis, the next slide please. Now this is Yaakov the patriarch. Yaakov the patriarch was left alone. Then some man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he did not defeat Yaakov, he struck Yaakov's hip. so that the hip was dislocated while wrestling with him. The man said, "Let me go because it's daybreak." But Yaakov replied, "I won't let you go unless you bless me." The man asked, "What is your name?" And he answered, "Yaakov." Then the man said, "From now on, you will no longer be called Yaakov." Meant supplanter, meant he was dishonest. "But Israel, because you have shown your strength to both Elohim and men and have prevailed." Now, Yaakov ended up with a dislocated hip. And it was that dislocated hip, by walking with a limp for the... Have you ever had a dislocated shoulder or anything? It's painful. Especially trying to get it back in. But his was left dislocated, it was left out. So it never ever walked properly ever again. And that was a reminder until the day he died that he got the blessing. And he kept claiming that blessing purely and simply because he had to work hard for it. And he was left with a continual reminder. Every believer would, I hope, would get that desperate about your family, about your marriage, about your finances, about your problems you face, so much that Yehovah will bless you. How many believers think, "Well, if Yah wants to bless me, it's going to happen. It'll happen in Yah's time. I'll just keep on going the way I am. It's all right. Yah's going to bless me. His word says so." He will, but you've got to do something first. You've got to be desperate for the blessing. Yah might know your needs, and he might bless you when you think he's ready. But the point is, if you got more fervent for him, and spent more time with him, then the blessings will come sooner. We either have a relationship with him or we don't. If you want to keep on praying like that, that he'll do it when he's ready, well then you'll probably stay where you are forever. But Yah will recognize someone who earnestly seeks them and he will bless you. I love the examples of Yaakov so much. I don't know whether it's the fact that it is my own father's name, but he has so much of the original Yaakov's character within him. My father only reached 5'2" at his tallest. I never reached 5 foot. But not to worry, good things come in small parcels. But my father was a strong and determined man who never, ever gave in to adversity. And I think I also inherited that trait from him. I praise Yah for my father and his mother and father who escaped out of Russia and came to live in Australia. Because I'm first generation Australian and I don't know what my life would have been if I was left in Omsk in Siberia. I have no idea what my life would have been. But Yah managed to get me to come, to be born here. His ways aren't our ways. And so Yah has a reason for all things. So every time I read the book of Yaakov, it not only tells me of Yehovah's or Yeshua's brother, it shows me a lot about my own father and gives me a reason to thank Yah for the awesome blessings that I've received in life alone. We also know there was a little man called Bartimaeus who was blind. And he was praying for Yeshua to have mercy on him. He was praying, I want a blessing. He wouldn't shut up. So that everyone around him was getting cross with him. But Yeshua heard. Bartimaeus was so small he had to climb a tree. I have to stand on chairs too. At times. So Yeshua was coming down the road and he wanted his blessing. Can we go to Matthew 7 and verse 7? It says, Yeshua says, keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep seeking and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be opened to you. Yeshua didn't say, now just stand there and wait on it. He said, knock, seek. I'm not leaving without a blessing today. You don't have to be down, you don't have to be sick, and you don't have to be depressed. But there is still a blessing that will come. I don't know how and I don't know when, but I do know that the scriptures don't lie. Yehovah Elohim may not give you what you want, but he will always have enough of what you need. Many people want more, many people's wants, maybe for a few million dollars. Some want 4 or 5 cars, others want a big home. Come on, we live on the Gold Coast. That is their wants, but it's not their needs. I know someone who buys watches every second week, and you know, they're not cheap watches. They get them in from overseas because they've got a fetish on watches. You know, they're not cheap watches. Others have Rolexes that get stolen and then just replace it with insurance money. Easy come, easy go. But they don't know Yeshua. They don't know it. All they're living on and trusting on is their wealth on this land. They can't take any of it with them. Not a cent. What do you think they're going to do with their Rolex? Take it with them? But this is where they're at. It's amazing how wants get confused with needs. If you really want to get them into perspective, can I suggest you read the book of Ecclesiastes? I love that book. Shlomo was given the wisdom, the money, the riches, the palaces, the gold, the best flocks, the best horses, and yet it was still not enough. It was all futility to him. We have to realize that it doesn't matter how much of the world's riches we have, we can't take it with us when we die. Shlomo had everything to start with, but he gave it all away because of going against Torah, because of having wives who worshipped other gods. He ransomed it. We have to make sure that what we have, we don't ransom. Now, I don't believe, I don't know, but I don't think there's a millionaire in this room or listening on live. We are all very ordinary people. Most of us, a lot of us, living on pensions or living on something, a support of some kind, because we're too old to work or whatever. But we have enough. We have enough to fulfill our needs. We still eat every day. We've got a roof over our head. We have enough. We don't need any more. You know, you get to my age in life, in your mid-70s, and you think, oh, I've got to downsize. You know, once upon a time you had a big 52 square house, then you go into a 26 square house. One day I'm going to end up in one room. In a nursing home.
If you have your shawl with you.
Oh, I will. But the point is that it doesn't matter what I've got, doesn't matter what I've collected over the years, I can't take it with me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We can't look at material possessions as something that's important to us. We've got Yeshua. We've got the blessings of Yah with our health and with what we've got at the moment. But one day, it'll all get down to one room before we go back up home. Yehovah said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Yehovah owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns them, he can feed them. Yehovah Elohim owns you. He knows your name. He knows how many hairs are on your head, how many you've lost, and you need something, you can call on his name and he will answer you. In Bamidbar or Numbers chapter 23, it speaks of Balaam, who was hired by Balak, king of Moab, to curse Israel. But Balaam finally told Balak, I can't curse what Elohim has blessed, and Elohim has blessed Israel. Okay? We are all grafted in to Israel if we're not born in to Israel. Yehovah can't curse you or allow you to be cursed. He can only bless. What Yehovah has blessed, nobody can curse. When your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you became one of his and you are blessed. The adversary may work, he may fight, he may seek to devour, but he can't curse what Yehovah has already blessed. Unless, like Eov, he is given permission to. But then we know the result of that. Eov or Job ended up with 3 times more than he ever had before. So it didn't last for very long. There is no devil, which is evil with a D in front of it, no hex, no curse that can touch a child of Yehovah. Because you are blessed. No witch or sorcerer can reverse the blessings that Yehovah has spoken over your life. Yehovah has a blessing for this congregation, and there is nothing the adversary can do about it. Yehovah has a blessing on your family, and the adversary cannot reverse it. We all know the story of King David and Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel chapter 9. King David wants to bless the descendants of Shaul for his friend, Shaul's son Yochanan's sake. Now, Yochanan and David were like blood brothers. They searched and they found a son of Yochanan's that was crippled and living in Lodavar. And of course that son's name was Mephibosheth. We can go to Samuel Bet or 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 5 to 11. It's a long reading. King David sent and took him from the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, Lodavar. Mephibosheth, the son of Yehonatan, the son of Shaul, came to David, fell on his face and prostrated himself. David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, here is your servant. David said to him, don't be afraid, for I am determined to be kind to you for the sake of Yehonatan, your father, I will restore to you all the land of Sheol, your grandfather, and you will always eat at my table. He prostrated himself and said, what is your servant that makes you pay such attention to a dead dog like me? The king called to Ziva, Sheol's servant, and said to him, I have given you everything Sheol and his family own to your master's grandson. You are to work the land for him, you, your sons, and your slaves. Harvest the crops so that your master's grandson will have food to feed his family. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, will always eat at my table. Ziva had 15 sons and 20 slaves. Ziva said to the king, your servant will do everything my lord the king commands his servant, although Mephibosheth has been eating at my table as one of the king's descendants. This story to me is a beautiful picture of Yehovah's mercy and love and his desire to bless his children. King David had Yehovah's heart. He was a man after Yehovah's heart. So he knew what Yehovah wanted. He knew that if he could bless Jehonatan, his best friend, who had been killed with his father, and give everything that his father and his grandfather owned to the only son that was left alive, who was Mephibosheth, he knew that that blessing on Mephibosheth would be repaid time and time over again. You see, David had received the blessings of Yehovah because of his sins and because of the things he'd done in the past. He knew Yah's blessing. He knew Yah's heart. So he was the one that was able to then bless. We are all at one time crippled in our lives. We can be crippled by sin, crippled by being broken or battered, and our lives being messed up. But one day the King of Kings called us out of Lodavar, which means a barren place. Lo is not Devar, it's not fertile, it's not good. So Lodavar is the same as a barren place. But can be translated from a modern Hebrew word to mean also not the word, because Devarim is the word, or Devar is the word. Once we are obeying the word of Yah, he changes our lives and he blesses us in so many ways. He adopted us into his royal family and he calls us sons and daughters. We can now sit at the king's table and enjoy all the blessings of Yehovah. I want to finish with this one. Can we go to Ephesians 1 and verse 3, please? Praise be Yehovah, Father of Yehovah, of Adonai Yeshua the Messiah, who in the Messiah has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven. And Ephesians 2 and chapter 2 verse 6, that is, Elohim raised us up with the Messiah Yeshua and seated us with him in heaven to eat eternally at his table. Yehovah is a blessing Elohim. You can receive a blessing today just by standing on the word of Yah and claiming it for yourself. You need to remember that it is your spirit that has to be humbled and your knees that have to be bent. And then you'll receive the blessing. But also, you need Yeshua as your Messiah, personal Yeshua, which means salvation. You should also be observing Torah. There was never meant for Torah to be wiped out of our lives. Yeshua came to bring people back to observe Torah. The Torah of Moshe, not the Torah of the Rabbinate. The keys are all there for the door to be opened in your life. It's up to you what you do with it, and it's up to you whether you receive the blessing. I am just the messenger.